Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Saturday, July 24, 2010, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1950, Cape Canaveral Air Force Station begins operations with the launch of a bumper rocket. In 1959, then-Vice President Richard Nixon begins a visit to the Soviet Union, and it is here that Nixon and the Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev deliberate about the pros and cons of capitalism and communism. This conversation becomes known as the Kitchen Debate, and it is one of the most famous episodes of the entire Cold War. In 1967, Chinese Army, Air Force, and Naval Fleet Forces repress an uprising in Wuhan City in central China. In 1969, on this day, Apollo 11 splashes down safely in the Pacific Ocean. Also in 1969, the Soviet Union returns Gerald Brooke to the United Kingdom in exchange for spies Peter and Helen Kroger. In 1972, the Bogogno Group, a Croatian paramilitary formation which infiltrated into Yugoslavia on June 20th of the same year with the intent to raise a rebellion against the communist Yugoslav government, is caught by Yugoslav security forces. Also on this day in 1977 marks the end of the four-day-long Libyan-Egyptian War. In 1986, a San Francisco federal jury convicts Navy radioman Jerry Whitworth of espionage. Whitworth was a friend of John Anthony Walker and was recruited by Walker into his notorious spy ring. In 1990, Iraqi forces start massing on the Kuwait-Iraq border. Also in 1990, as a response to the massing of Iraqi forces, the United States places its warships in the Persian Gulf on alert. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, July 24th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen.